but they just sound like a real person. Anyone you'd meet on the street, you know, that you talk to at a party, right? That's the sound that most advertisers want for voiceover. They don't want the voice to be like obtrusive, or they certainly don't want it to overpower what's in the visual. Because let's face it, when we watch a TV commercial, if the voiceover is really good, you shouldn't even notice it. It should just blend in with the commercial. If you do notice it, there might be something off, you know?
That is a very good note, actually.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes I'll watch a commercial and I'm always listening for voices, but then the commercial will end and I'm like, I didn't catch the voice. And that's because it was so well baked into the commercial that I didn't even notice it, that it just blended in perfectly. So they want voices that can do that.
What do you think the future of voiceover will be with all this AI technology?
Well, it's certainly going to impact it. It already has. It's just going to be a question of how voice actors deal with it. And in terms of, well, financially, certainly, if they want to put your voice